Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I stand here in the name of the blood shed by those foot soldiers, Dr. Martin Luther King and John Robert Lewis, who shed his blood on the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
It was all eyes on voting rights Thursday on Capitol Hill as both chambers of Congress continued the fight over the future of the filibuster. On a party-line vote, Democrats in the House passed a new version of the bill designed to trigger a fight on filibuster reform in the Senate. Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas was one of several members of the House Black Caucus who spoke in favor of the bill.
My friends who vote no today will disregard and ignore that bloodshed. I refuse to ignore the blood that was shed for the right to vote.
As it stands, Democrats would need 60 votes to pass the measure. If the filibuster is suspended, the bill could pass with a simple majority. In a symbolic move, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to put the bill to a vote by this coming Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
If the right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy, then how can we, in good conscience, allow for a situation in which the Republican Party can debate and pass voter suppression laws at the state level with only a simple majority vote, but not allow the United States Senate to do the same?
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of trying to force a federal takeover of elections and argued there are more important issues Congress should be focusing on.
Now, there's a path forward for my Democratic colleagues to respond to the country they have so badly disappointed. But it isn't to try to break the Senate and rewrite election laws. It's to actually start tackling the issues that American families need tackled.
The filibuster reform effort, and therefore the voting rights bill, will likely fail, as Democratic Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona remain opposed to the rule change.
While I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
As the Omicron variant continues surging, President Joe Biden has announced plans to increase availability of at-home COVID-19 tests. In December, the White House announced it would order 500 million at-home tests. Thursday, President Biden said they would double the order.
I mean a billion tests in total to meet future demand. And we'll continue to work with the retailers and online retailers to increase availability.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday rejected the president's vaccinate or test requirement for businesses with at least 100 employees. The president is pushing for large employers to institute their own vaccine requirements. According to the Associated Press, at least a third of Fortune 100 companies have already done so. The court did allow the administration to push forward with a vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.